Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Hey.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, it is Friday, and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. Coming up, second hour, we're going to be joined by Robbie Barkman of Robar Guns. Now, Robbie Barkman is an immigrant that loves America. And he makes guns. And he's a true African-American. And he's going to tell us all about why you should love America. If you don't already know, he's going to reinforce some of the things that you probably already know about it. He's going to hammer them down for you. But that's all second hour. Right now, Senator Chuck Grassley, in addition to getting letters from the Terry siblings wanting to know, hey, you guys going to move on this or what? They want to know... they want Eric Holder to explain why a Department of Justice gun ban list has a mental defective category consisting almost entirely of names belonging to military dependents and or their dependents. I myself would like to know the answer to that one. Senator Chuck Grassley from Iowa said it's disturbing to think that the men and women who dedicated themselves to defending our freedom and values face undue threats to their fundamental Second Amendment right from the very agency established to serve them. A veteran or dependent shouldn't lose their constitutional rights because they need help with bookkeeping. What he's referring to is this whole Petri dish that they've been using within the Veterans Administration, where if you're a military veteran and you're on disability and you get out there and you get your disability check, and instead of sitting back and saying, well, I need to pay for my heat and my water and my rent and food, instead of sitting there and doing that, you're saying, I'm going to get me, I'm going to spend half of this money on Slim Jims and the other half on lotto tickets. The VA, for some reason, has had this... power over these veterans, where I know of no other agency that gets to do this but the VA, where they say you are insane to the veteran who wants to spend his money on the lotto tickets and on the Slim Jims, and says we're going to appoint a fiduciary to handle this for you, your bookwork, your VA benefit, and because we have to do that, we also have to report you to the National Instant Criminal Background Check System mental defective category. Now, Mr. Grassley, this has been going on for years. I'm glad that, you know, he's looking at it now. Where the hell you been, Chuck? Anyway, I'm glad he's looking at it now. Grassley says that veterans are particularly singled out. He said these veterans should not be required by the Department of Veteran Affairs to prove they have the ability to exercise their Second Amendment rights. According to the Congressional Research Service, as of June 1st, 2012, 99.3% of all names reported to the NICS mental defective list were provided by the VA, even though reporting requirements apply to all federal agencies. The senator wants Holder to explain what review process the DOJ has in place to ensure that names are properly on the NICS list, among other things. He also noted, the senator did that is, also noted that the VA's listings are too loose for the federal background check law standard, whether a person poses a threat to himself or others. Instead, VA reports individuals to the gun ban list if an individual merely needs financial assistance managing VA benefits. Although the VA process is not designed to regulate firearm ownership, it results in veterans and their loved ones being barred from exercising their fundamental constitutionally guaranteed Second Amendment rights. Mr. Grassley is kind enough to tell Mr. Holder that he expects a response by the 30th. Here's what I'm going to say about this, okay? There's a reason. They, first of all, most of these veterans are doing this to are older gentlemen or ladies. Okay? But if they can prove that, if they can continue to do that, this is, you know, they're always looking for that toe hold, that finger hold, as they climb the mountain to total disarmament. They want all veterans disarmed. Do not kid yourself. We are the ones that are more capable of fighting them back because they trained us to fight for them on everybody's dime. So, I mean, we're also the ones that take the we take the oath seriously, and you know, there's a bunch of us here in the United States now. I mean, tens of millions of us, and we're not going to sit back and watch anybody, Republican or Democrat, Barack Obama or Ronald Reagan for that matter, take the country down without something happening. If it gets to a certain point, I don't know what that point is, believe me. I've been wondering that myself. But in the event that something happens, we're the ones that actually stand up. We will be the ones that organize the civilians. We'll be the ones that, you know, we'll be the ones sought out to organize the civilians in a lot of cases. And that's going to be bad. That's going to be a bad day for them. Should it come to that. And having us disarmed would be a better place for them to be. Which, you know, that's an awful tall glass of water. This is one of the reasons that I've never signed up for VA benefits. Although, when I had the heart attack, I was really lamenting that I had not signed up for VA benefits. I've got to tell you the truth. But that's one of the reasons. That's the biggest reason I have ever not signed up for VA benefits. And, you know, that's because there is no organization out there that I know of that you get involved in where they have control over your life, like the VA seems to with these older veterans. Well, these older veterans, they seem to be, you know. All right, now listen. We're going to pay you a benefit because you're disabled. And you're old. We're going to take care of you. Hey, listen, you should save that money. What, you're not saving it? Oh. You're obviously insane. You don't need to have a gun because you can't keep your checkbook right. I don't remember in the Second Amendment anywhere it's saying that you have to be able to balance a checkbook. Not a bad idea, okay? Not a bad idea, but it's not part and parcel of your God-given right. And yes, I did say God-given. Some don't like that very much. Whoever that is, ask them to hold through the break because it is coming up. Coming up on the first break. Get on the horn to your senators and start talking about these veterans and start talking about the Terry family. You're the guys that you're the power behind the country. You understand that, right? You can get change if you want it. You do have to engage though. It's not just going to happen. You got to yell. So start yelling. Coming up next, we're going to talk. Magpul got out there and they decided to make aftermarket Glock magazines. Not working out the way they planned on it. That and the phone calls when we get back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins. But did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. 345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I'm not an aftermarket kind of guy when it comes to certain things for guns, like magazines. Okay? I have, I believe Meggar makes excellent magazines for Sig Sauer, for example. And that's, no, I'm not writing checks. And that's been the exception to the cause. Most of the other aftermarket magazines, in a lot of cases, I've always found to be a little substandard. So then Magpul announced at SHOT Show this year that they were going to put out an inexpensive polymer 17-round Magpul magazine for Glock 17s. I like that size magazine for the Glock 9mm because it works in every Glock 9mm I own. I don't mind if there's a little bit hanging out the bottom of the Glock 26 or the 19 for that matter. But the 17 mags also work for the Glock 34, which I also have one of those. Magpul has had an excellent track record making magazines in the past, especially for the AR platform. But they make magazines for the AR-10. They make an AK magazine now. I mean, they have a good track record. This time with the P-Mag 17, Magpul found out that with the Glock 19 and the Glock 26, that these things were not feeding right. There's a couple things that go into building a magazine, for any gun for that matter. You've got to worry about, are they going to drop free? When they drop, are they going to fall apart or come apart? Is the feed lip going to be an issue? Is the feed lip retention going to be an issue? The failure to feed came as quite a... It was a big surprise to Magpul because that was not the thing they were expected. And they immediately headed out to the range and tried to figure out what was going on. And they found out what was going on. And what happened was there was some small geometric issues there, which means you can't hammer them out. It's a design issue. The fact that Magpul jumped to this fast is commendable. And they have to redo the mold. Now, redoing a mold is not something that a company does lightly, because doing the mold, you know, you're talking, what, $50,000 maybe redoing the mold? So, the P-Mag 17 should be available again by May the 4th, according to them. If there are any of them out there in the supply chain that are prior to 5/5/15, they will replace them. Customers who order magazines from Magpul, Brownells, and Midway will be shipped replacement magazine bodies automatically. If you bought from those companies, you're in the clear. All you have to do is wait. People who purchase their magazines locally will be able to pick up free replacement parts from the stores they bought from, and of course, Magpul. Their customer service will tackle this on a case-by-case basis if need be. They say that no company is above mistakes. Certainly Magpul is not one of them. You know, they make mistakes too, but they're taking the initiative. And they're showing that they're willing to go out there and fix this. So I like this. I like this quite a bit. Good for Magpul. I'm going to give you a title and a name. And I want you to drink this in just for a second, okay? Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer. Think about that. Think about that. Having Harry Reid was bad. It was horrible, as a matter of fact, but that was the devil we knew. This is the devil we don't know. Although we have a pretty good idea. We have more than a passing acquaintance with him. What has Schumer done that is senatorial? What qualifies him to be a leader? There's probably some neo-Leninist tenant dwellers in New York that think he qualifies. I don't. He's the one that leads the fight to undo the Second Amendment without actually amending the Constitution. Because that's what it would require. And that's not an act of leadership. That's an act of brazen deception. Using the office of a senator to strip the law-abiding citizens of his state of their rights to defend themselves from violent thugs is not senatorial. Does Schumer represent any constituents? For that matter, do any of them represent any constituents today? In New York State, has Schumer stood for the rights of hunters in Steuben County to put food on their families' tables? Has he protected children in Brunswick whose parents or grandparents want to pass on safe defensive shooting skills? Schumer has displayed a consistently hostile attitude towards people like these, people for whom generations of Americans worked and struggled to get a better life. And this Schumer fits the description of their persecutor more than that of a senator or a leader. The answer has to be traced to his electorate and the institutions that influence them on a daily basis. It shouldn't be a surprise to see New Yorkers elect an anti-constitutional demagogue when their schools indoctrinate children and parents alike to view the Constitution as this outdated relic. You know, it's just a piece of parchment. Self-defense is barbaric. Private property is fascist. And Western civilization, which gave rise to all of these, is evil. And New York voters are trained to think this way from birth, through childhood, in the workplace, and at leisure. And then they turn around and elect people like Chuck Schumer. To be sure, everybody in New York does not think that way. They also are viewed as evil. But the institutions that structure our society today are rotten to the core. They are dead as a doornail. And, you know, and we get Chuck Schumer. We'll get Chuck Schumer. It's not about the MTV or the NAACP or the DNC. You know, the world here is a different place now from the promise of the progressives. And, you know, if America loves winners, we got to make these people losers. You know, New Yorkers in the past, like Alexander Hamilton and Teddy Roosevelt, that was a different breed of man. And now they have Chuck Schumer. We have to be on the lookout. You know, this is in the play right now. Be on the lookout. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 1,500-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. One of the things they always want to ask, no matter where it happens, is whenever, especially when one of those little darlings, you know, one of those 15 to 19-year-olds that, you know, they belong to a boys' club, the Crips or the Bloods. Whenever there's one of those little darlings involved in a crime with a gun, the first thing they want to know is where'd they get the gun. They demand this each and every time there's a crime or negligent discharge involving a quote-unquote child, which is, that's a very slippery category that includes a lot of teenage gangbangers. Teenage gangbangers are not children. Technically they are, okay, can't vote, you know, they're minors, but they're not children. They become predatory. They have morphed. I don't even, you know, I would like to sit back and tell you, well, you know, I think they're salvageable. I don't know, though. I don't know that for certain. The clear implication here, though, is that if the child didn't have access to a firearm, the crime or negligent discharge wouldn't have happened. All we have to do to prevent these shootings is to, wait for it, lock up the guns. And, oh yeah, and stop unsuitable people from keeping and bearing them. But you got to start somewhere. And remember, no one really needs a gun, except the police, because they're trained and responsible. But wait a minute, then there's this story. A 15-year-old boy was poking around near a Jackson convenience store last November when he made an interesting find under some leaves, a .45 caliber Smith & Wesson semi-automatic handgun. But this wasn't just any pistol. This one belonged to the city of Flint Police Department. Within a matter of days, the same gun that Flint taxpayers bought to help protect and serve the public was being used by a teen robber who accidentally shot himself in the leg with it. Another Flint officer's gun ended up in the hands of Detroit police after it was used in a crime there. while a third Flint police gun was missing for nearly a decade before it was entered into a nationwide database that tracks stolen guns. In all, 17 service pistols and shotguns belonging to Flint police are officially listed as stolen, while another 22 guns used by Flint police are listed as lost or missing, including a submachine gun and a short barrel shotgun. Police department records obtained by the Flint Journal through the Freedom of Information Act detail how poor record keeping, break-ins, and questionable gun storage practices allowed these firearms to go missing from Flint police inventory. Now, I don't live in Michigan. I know some of you live in Michigan, D. And so, hey, I got a question about the Flint Police Department. Is this like a wooden building? What? Are the criminals in Flint so brazen they're like, let's go break into the police department? Truth be told, the average American gun owner is more responsible with their firearms in terms of storage and use against bad guys than the average police officer. But, you know, that's counterintuitive. So the moms demand attention for gun sense in America and the rest of the civilian disarmament complex push a common sense misinterpretation of facts. Is this possible? Could this actually be happening? Yes, it could. According, you know, Voltaire said this, common sense is not so common, especially when it's based on rational and intelligent thought. Cops lose guns all the time. I mean, and they're not superhuman, folks. I mean, they're going to do things. But I just got to wonder why cops lose them as often as they do. I don't hear about civilians losing them quite so often. I don't know. Do they, like, set their handgun on top of the car while they're getting their coffee right and jump in the car and forget the guns on top of the car and drive off? But they've got their coffee in hand. I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, moving on. If you look at street crime, most of the time what you're going to see is something driven by the pursuit of power. And it's hard to recognize this when you see a headline, man robs liquor store, bank robbed at gunpoint. That seems to imply that robbery is the key element to focus on. But if you look at a different analysis, this will often lead you to this element of power. All of us seek power in one form or another. The Democrats and the liberals, and to a certain degree the Republicans, seek it through just us simply acquiescing and saying, oh, it's a law, so therefore we must. Criminals, on the other hand, they decide to force that issue. They're not writing anything down while they do it, but they are pointing a gun in your face. The problem with power is it can be used responsibly or irresponsibly. Criminals crave power. They'll do anything to get it. They believe other people and their property exist for their benefit. The guy who today sticks a knife in your face and demands money is the same guy that stole your milk or your lunch money back in grade school. Most crimes of violence are crimes of opportunity. The key for me and you is to limit those opportunities. A criminal will use whatever is at hand. Weaponry is also opportunistic. They'll try to use deception to catch you off guard. You're having to react to them, so they already have a very big advantage over you. And this gives them a sense of power. Intimidation is another thing used as a weapon. A domineering manner may be so menacing that he need never utter a threat, raise his voice, or clench his fist. Other times, a display of anger will accomplish that purpose. That outburst is usually carefully orchestrated, expertly timed, and is displayed dramatically. Dominating the victim is the primary objective of the criminal, and they will often resort to violence as a last resort. They are trying to dominate. With self-image at stake, predictability is a serious issue as you decide on course of action. This is where self-awareness becomes part and parcel of you know, your daily routine. If you're looking around you all the time, you see somebody pounding on his chest, well, you know that this is a problem. So if that person walks up to you screaming, "Give me your wallet," since he's trying to dominate you verbally, he's expecting and waiting for you to comply. Now, if he wanted to hurt you, he would simply walk up to you and attack you without warning. Typically, that's not what's going to be what happens. Now, the color code, the Jeff Cooper color code, if you will. White, unaware and unprepared. Yellow, relaxed, alert, no specific threat situation. Orange, specific alert, something is not quite right, has gotten your attention. Red, go time, fight mode, your mental trigger has been tripped. You take appropriate action. Ideally, you walk around in condition yellow, relaxed, alert. No specific threat situation, but looking. Action is going to beat reaction time. If somebody says, "Give me your wallet," and you draw down on them, that's why I carry my gun where I carry it. I carry it where my wallet goes. And now in my wallet pocket, I don't carry a wallet. I don't carry a wallet at all. Train yourself to trust your instincts. If it doesn't feel right, it probably isn't. And don't just overlook that. You know. But, you know, being prepared is great. Be prepared. Know the tactics of the criminal mind. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
"I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing."
Reed was facing a tough choice.
"I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision."
And the result?
"I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain."
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, Coast to Coast listeners. I'm Kay Zwirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of George Noory because his topics and guests are fascinating and really get you thinking. George is just as bothered as I am by all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life. To prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX, which together are called the Healthy Start Pack. I recommend you go online to criticalhealthnews.com to purchase these products. That's criticalhealthnews.com or call 855-949-RADIO.
All right, welcome back. Coming up next, Robbie Barkman of Robar Guns. He's going to tell us why it's so great to be an American. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I read something back in 2009, and this was the whole genesis that led me to pursuing to get on radio. I read about something called the Chicago Climate Exchange. Chicago Climate Exchange was funded heavily and had a lot of influence from something called the Joyce Foundation, which Barack Obama sat on the board of the Joyce Foundation. What that was going to do was it was going to create an exchange by which you bought credit for clean air. If you were a paper factory, you were going to be allowed to pollute X amount of cubic tons per year, and then if you exceeded that, then you had to go out and buy credit. This was in effect creating a new currency. Now, why do I bring this up today? Barack Obama is one of the first presidents out there that has pursued climate change as hard as he has, or as hard as he is. They pursue it despite the science not being settled. Most of the people that push it are hypocritical beyond belief. Al Gore will travel somewhere in a combustion engine jet. He lives in a house that uses more electricity than, you know, most housing developments. And, but it's not about that. This is climate change is the height of elitism. Now, climate change is one of the things they would really, really push if they ever disarm us. And you need to understand exactly what the likelihood of climate change really is. They want to do, first of all, let's think about this. If we decided to take on the Kyoto Protocol, which is incredibly crazy if you're an industrialized nation, yes, there will be some air that may be a little cleaner. The only problem with air is that air moves. And India and China and Russia and all of these other still coming online industrially growing countries are just going to keep burning stuff. So for us to take any tack on by ourselves, you can't save the environment alone. One nation can't do it, just can't do it, because the environment moves. The environment is mobile. Here's the other thing. Remember the Deepwater Horizon? Remember that oil spill? That was horrific. It was bad. It was horrible. While they were out there not letting us drill at all off of Deepwater Horizon, the federal government was funding Brazil on deepwater rigs that were two times as deep as Deepwater, or Deepwater Horizon was. And one of them was three times as deep, 15,000 feet deep. Why is it okay for Brazil to harm the environment? Potentially. And it isn't for the United States. And all that time, see, an oil rig is not a stationary device. It is actually technically a ship. So those ships, they didn't sit there and say, oh, well, maybe one day we'll be able to drill here in the United States again. They set sail and they went and they're drilling somewhere else today. And Barack Obama has told us that we can't drill our way out of high oil prices, but guess what we've done with fracking? So here's what I'm going to say, and I'm not a scientist, okay? I'm not a scientist. I have seen pictures from a GoPro with a bobblehead going up into low Earth orbit, and I've seen exactly how big and magnificent this planet, this Earth, is. And I got to tell you what, in 5,000 years of human existence, I don't see how we're bringing it to critical mass today. My 1999 Ford Expedition burns gas so cleanly, it is pathetic. Doesn't burn oil. All I have to do is keep the oil changed in it. It's designed to run forever. And yet, in the name of saving the environment, we had cash for clunkers, which completely decimated the used car business, the used car industry. Nobody ever talked about that. It cost the government, meaning me and you, I think it cost in the billions. Wasted money. Anyway, after Deepwater Horizon, when we had all that oil, then we had a hurricane come up, and guess what? The oil spilled, and all of the majority of the bad effects were gone. Of course, they did get the oil companies to pay, and they did clean up, and they should clean up when they make a mess, just like, you know, Magpul gets out there and takes responsibility for a bad product. Here's the thing. The politicizing climate change, you're looking, climate is a planetary phenomenon that goes back billions of years. That's when the Earth took on its present atmosphere and weather patterns. That tells you everything you need to know about the White House and those who think they can tell outrageous lies to Americans, knowing at least half of them will believe those lies. You're not going to die from the climate. Okay. What kills you is more well known, and it's not going to be the climate. And we're living longer lives today than we ever have before. You can determine what you eat and how much. You can some people thrive on exercise, and others do well by ensuring they get a good night's sleep. There are things you should avoid. But their harm can be traced from a lack of moderation. You can't do something too much. People who opt for genuinely bad behavior, such as drug addiction or alcoholism, they're killing themselves. And they're hurting the ones that care about them. The obstacles to a long, healthy life often involve factors over which we have no control. Not climate, though. There's family histories of illness genetically passed on to us. There are some 15 most common causes of death in America today, and they range in diseases of the heart, which is the highest, 28.5%, down to homicide, 0.7%. So even though our media is filled with news of homicides, cancer, and or climate change, what hit me in January is what kills more people. The likelihood of suffering death in such a way is quite small as far as homicide is concerned. I'm actually more likely to have died from what I had. Heart disease and malignant tumors are responsible for more than 50% of the annual death toll. Other leading causes drop off dramatically by comparison. These include cerebrovascular diseases, 6.7%, chronic lower respiratory diseases, 5.1%, accidents, 4.4%. Suicide is dropping. Homicide is dropping. So what have they done? They've decided to come up with a new boogeyman for you. It's going to be the climate. It's going to be the climate. We can't stop the climate. The climate rules. The climate settled down a billion years ago. What we have today has been around a long time. We came along. We're relatively new. We have not mastered, we're not masters of the climate. If you're not the master of something, you cannot destroy it. No matter what you do, the climate will find a way. Climate will find a way around it. Climate has always shifted. It's always going to shift. England used to be a temperate zone. Now it's a little cooler. We're more likely going to cool off than we are going to heat up. And they push this because this is another means of control on you. They're always looking for another means of control on you. Don't listen to them. It's a very simple... This is why I don't watch the news. I don't watch the news. I'm not concerned with climate change. I've just spent, you know, my birthday month has just passed me by and it's been raining all week and, you know, April showers, May flowers, that kind of thing. Still holding true. It was holding true when I was a kid. You need only fear one thing. You need to fear your government. You need to prepare for the worst and pray for the best and go ahead and live your life and prosper as this fuck we're talking to you. Let's flip into hour number two, shall we? We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.